He sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission as they bring the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
First Peter chapter 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit, our great and mighty helper, for helping us again, both to listening and to understand. Verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 24. Who is own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 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 By whose stripes you were healed. Jesus Christ, the healer. He has been the healer from the generation, from the foundation of the world, and he is the healer today, and he will be the healer forever. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 17. Jesus Christ, the healer. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Himself took, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Saying, he didn't say it once. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Today will be the last sick day you will ever experience. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We don't have sick people today, but we only have an untrained, healthy people. I repeat again. We don't have sick people. We only have an untrained, healthy people. I come again. We don't have sick people today. We only have an untrained, healthy people. Now, why do I say this? What you are not trained for, you cannot master it. Is that true? Now, let me ask you, let me come like this. If you get to the hospital and they diagnose you and they write in the paper, the state of your head. And everything that was written there is correct. It's a good news. Am I communicating? What will you be doing when you are going back home without it? Eh? Now, you see, for today, if people will see the report that the Holy Ghost gave concerning their head, what happened to them? It should be rejoicing. From the three passages we've read, we find out that there is no sickness in anybody's life. So your sickness and disease were taken away. Now, why are people sick today? They were sick because they were untrained, healthy people. May God deliver us from conventional messages. Eh? Everyone on earth, the sicknesses and diseases of everyone living on the planet earth were taken away by Jesus. He just had to be. He died for the whole world. He didn't die for himself alone. He didn't die for Israelites alone. He died for the whole. The question is that, what did Jesus die with? He died with our whole life and with our sicknesses and diseases. Why are these things disturbing people today? Because they were untrained, healthy people. Jesus made it say, with his stripes, we are healed. Is that in your Bible? But the question is, sometimes when we say, looking unto Jesus, we always love to see Jesus as a person so that you can look. Do you understand? Is Jesus and the Word of God the same or different? Which way? Or from which? Okay, which way can you see Jesus today? Through His Word. Whatever He says concerning your life in His Word, that is exactly whom you are. But until you are trained to agree with what God says concerning you, nothing will happen. This is the problem we have. We don't have poor people. We only have an untrained, wealthy people. They were not trained to be wealthy. That's why they are poor. But they are not really poor, literally speaking. If you read your Bible. Though you know the grace of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, though He was rich, for our sake He became what? Poor. That we, through Him, might be what? So, the question of this today is your training. That's why when Jesus came, He called them training, disciple, to train, training. Let them experience training. Jesus was perfectly trained. He understood what His Father wrote concerning Him. That's why He lived without it. So if anyone will submit himself for such training, let things happen. Say, I am not the sick. I am the healed of the Lord. Say it with all boldness now. Because Jesus Himself took away my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. What Jesus took away can never be surfaced in my life anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am forever healed. With His stripes, I am healed. He terminated all my sickness and disease. I have no sickness and disease within me. But I have eternal life within me. I have the nature of God. I have the Holy Ghost. For it is God who is at work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Excuse me. If truly you believe that God is at work, the healer is at work, what kind of working will He be working? Will He be working sick life? What kind of work? Healthy life. So we don't have sick people today, but we have untrained, healthy people. If you are listening, let me hear your loudest amen. The book you are seeing, the Bible, is God Himself. My communication. So, in honor of Jesus' sacrifices for us, we have been made perfectly whole. I'm just telling you the golden truth. But you need to be trained in that dimension. So when I say there's no sick people in the world today, we only have untrained, healthy people. You know, you are surprised. Because why are they like that? Is it God's fault or their fault? Or Satan's fault? No, I'm coming. Those who are sick today, is it God's fault or the people's fault or Satan's fault? Huh? If we say it's Satan's fault, where is the Satan? Is it not because we don't know? I pray that God will give us understanding. Listen, listen. This matter is a matter. Surely, He has borne our grief and carried, not that we carry, and carried our sorrows. Yet, we did esteem His stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. With whose affliction? With our affliction. But He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And now let us say, and with His stripes we are healed. Not that we are going to be healed. Some people are waiting for, maybe if I pray very hard, I may receive my healing. The truth is this, you are being healed. How many of you believe that Jesus said, and He meant what He said, and He fulfilled what He said concerning your life? Is He going to fulfill it some days to come, or He has already fulfilled it? What I'm saying is so serious. If we really want to see a genuine child of God, throw a question to that person. The response will show that this person is not even a baby. The three passages we read, please. Is that a good news? If you understand it. And he said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, that's the word that touches me. The man has to keep saying it. Himself took our infirmities, our weaknesses, and bore our diseases. Saying, since the Holy Ghost passed through Isaiah to say, the Holy Ghost should pass through me to say this. You know why we don't really confess God's word? Because we never understand it. Or we never knew that that letter is written to us. How many of you have received a letter from your loved one before and you read the letter up to 4 times? You keep reading it and you keep it again. Anytime you remember, you remove it. What happened? Wow. You rejoice. Now the letter that the Holy Ghost sent to you, I say, you have no sickness or disease in your body. They are not even saying amen. No, let's go to a place. Psalm 103. Oh, the word of God is the power of God. Huh? The word of God is what? The power of God. From verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. All! Who forgives? The word forgiven me, forgives. Who forgives? It means a continual matter. All our iniquities, who heals few of our sicknesses? Is this bacteria I'm going? Who forgiveth all our iniquities? Who healeth all our diseases? How many did He heal? You know the word He terminated. He terminated them. So now, what Jesus terminated off your life? Why would somebody else put it there and you agree? This is the question. How many of your diseases did He? It means no diseases. Now, when you see people being sick today, what is their problem? They are simply untrained, heavy, People, say I am not the sick. I release myself for the training of the law. I am the head of the law. But it began with something. Say, bless the Lord. You have to keep thanking him for that. Now, you know this benefit he mentioned, there are many, but I only consider one. But one thing that this benefit is that you have access to this benefit every day. This benefit belongs to you daily. It is daily matter, not once in a while. So, the benefits are many, but I'm only picking one today. When you now go to Psalm 68, verse 19, what did he say? Bless the Lord. Who daily loaded us with benefits? Who daily, Psalm 68, verse 19, who daily loaded us with benefits? Even the God of our salvation. Listen, how many days did he load you with healing ahead? How many days did he forgive you? How many days did he terminate all your diseases? Tell me! I pray this may not be just a story to you. It will become a life and spirit in you. Who daily loaded us? If God permits you to live 120 years here, you should have it in your hand that every day you must live in hell. That is what they want. Who daily? Jesus did not only terminate your sickness and this. You know what he does again? He now occupy your life to stay there as your healer. Give me this bottle. If I empty this bottle, I desire to empty. And now occupy it. I enter inside. They cork me there. If anybody wants to drink from that bottle from now, who will he be drinking? That's just the same. It means the healer terminated all your sickness and disease and occupied you. So that no sickness and disease have the capacity to penetrate your life. This is the gospel I know. And this is the gospel you must accept. This is the gospel that is written concerning you. And this is the power of God. How many days did he load you with the benefit of healing and health? Daily. How many days did he load you with forgiveness? Daily. Oh my God. I pray you will understand this matter. You know when he was charging us, giving us the charge, he said, your mouth have a lot to do with it. I repeat again, and I want you to go back home with that word. There is no sick person on earth. We only have untrained, healthy people. When you are trained and you understand that this is what the Lord has done, this is whom the Lord is within you, what happened to you? What happened to sickness and disease forever? Say once again, my sick days are over forever. Because Jesus Christ himself terminated all my diseases. And he dwelleth in me as my great and everlasting healer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not sometimes it's where if I go to Babish, it's happening there. Maybe I will be healed there. Let me tell you this. The truth is that you are. Know it and know it today. You have been healed. In the Old Testament, Jesus, God said, I will. But in the New Testament, I have. So there are two different words. So the letter written to you, there are two things. The explanation of what he has done and the application of it. So as you read of what he has done for you, you apply immediately. This is the letter he wrote. It was the first Peter written to unbeliever? What did he say? Who is going to say? Bear our sins in his own body on the cross that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes I will heal. When I'm reading my own Bible, because he's talking to me, not to us. Where they say we, I say me. That's why they read my Bible. That is why it's working for me. And I believe it will work for you. Now, you were healed. It means it has happened. But if you don't take that report as personal, it may not work. Do you understand my point? Huh? And one thing I love about the Word of God is that whatever God does, is forever. Because he does do it for one day, it's forever. So note it again, see? There is no few people in the world today, but we are untrained, heavy people. If they will sit down to listen to the Holy Ghost through any of his verses or his channels, what will happen to them? Because when they were in agony in the Old Testament, he only sent his word. And the word hit them and delivered them. He sent. And we're told that the word of God is the person of God. So when he comes to you, he speaks to you, say, I am the one, you should know that. How I wish the number of the amount of money we've invested or spent in the schools from primary, from nursery to all of these things for years, we're trying to educate our mind in the thing that five senses give us. If how I wish we'd be able to subject ourselves to God so that our real person will be trained. Because all the education we acquire is our property that is trained. Hello? Your mind is your property. Your real person is left behind. And your real person should be the one to use the property. So when the real person is not trained and your property is trained, to give the food you cannot eat to your dog, no, it happened. Those who train dogs very well. Read the correct one. When you give correct food to the dog, can the dog do the work you will do? I'm telling you. There are no sick people in the world. You may say, why are they sick? It's because they are untrained, heavy people. It's an anathema for a daughter to confirm, to share your health status as a child of God. I need no apology to that word. The question is, how do you become a child of God, my friend? Because Jesus came to exchange you. He took you away and he occupied you. Now, when Jesus, man, inside, he now called his daughter to share. It means the creator is now calling the person he created to come and check his health status. What a disaster. Am I communicating, please? Excuse me. Who lives in a child of God? Am I speaking? Do you speak English? Do you hear English, please? I said, for you to be a child of God, who came to live in you? Huh? The Lord from heaven, the creator of all things, is living in you. He's not telling a man whom he created to come and check him. But that is right. Isn't that insanity? No. Let's check it. Excuse me. How do you become a child of God? Because you saw it that Jesus came, he took you away on the cross and killed you. He died. At resurrection, he now came that now I am the one to live in you forever. Now, the Lord from heaven, the Almighty God living in a man like this, now go and meet a common man. Who is five senses has given all the knowledge he carries? He says, check me whether my blood is okay. I wonder why. The blood that overcame Satan. You are now telling the Satan or whoever to come and test that blood whether it's correct. What do you think he will tell you? He will say it's not correct. Listen to me. I pray that the grace of God will rest upon you. To believe the report of the Almighty God concerning your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm not against medical science. They are doing a great work in their own side. But To me, as a child of God, till the day I will leave this world, no single doctor will test me. Because I know my health status. My health status said, Jesus took away my infirmities and bear my sickness. No sickness in me, no disease in me. For me to go and meet the people to test me, I think, not tempting God. My head is not correct. That's just simple. Were you told in the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry, were you told that he went somewhere? That please they should share whether he needed a... Counseling that we have the healer in us. Yeah, we are looking for healing. You have the key to your house. No, you are not looking for the key. You are not looking for the person who will help you to put the key to open it. Did you sound any listen? See, let me tell you this. If there is anything that Satan has bastardized the world, not to accept the report that God wrote concerning it. In fact, the faith we saw today is worse than Thomas' faith. It's what? Worse than Thomas' faith. In the church, they say, yes, yes, I agree. Apply it. This is up to now. Say you agree. What he said, he meant it. A politician may make a manifesto. When I come to power, I'm going to do this. He paid. For all the promises that God promised, he fulfilled them all. He never promised and paid. So the word of God, whatever you read in the word of God, this is exactly how. Are you hearing now? How many of you have partake in Holy Communion before? Don't do like that. What did he say? By your partaking of the communion. He said you do this for his for his remembrance. Remember before, how he terminated you and how he came to dwell in you. Simple. You know, when religion, I tell you, say, when conversion stops, religion starts. I know some of you now say, that drugs, I just fine. This man wants me to waste it. Please continue your drugs. But I want you to know that, honestly, you know, when he was giving all the time, I say, there's something that happened. Actually, if actually you understand God, you will know that a man that Jesus spoke to, the people he spoke to them, he spoke to them because nothing has happened. There is no single testament person. There is no single child of God who should have difficulty of understanding what God says. It is because they are untrained to understand God. Who is on self? Bear our sins. In his own body. On the tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes I were healed. When I echo it again, every fiber of my being responds. Because this is who I am. That's the letter I read. So now, for you to go to the, to go and do X-ray or they diagnose you, say tomorrow, come and collect the report. And when you collect the report, you read it. This is what they said. For the best report to read, read this one I read. It doesn't tell you to come to God. Now. You will receive it. I mean now. Because what plays that word there is not machine. But the one that will tell you to come tomorrow is machine, which is liable to failures. Mechanical fault. One day we're going. I could just have and say, brother, this new car. This is mechanical. They just program something. Anything can happen. Is that not true? Your hand says as new as it, did he misbehave sometimes? Why? Mommy. But the word of God is gospel. And it's God. You need to listen to it. Jesus Christ is our healer. When he terminated our sickness and disease, he now occupied us to make sure that it will never come there and stay. And I say to someone now, every iota of sickness and disease in your body, die instantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every iota of bacteria and viruses of sickness and disease in your blood, in your bone, in your body, in your system, die in the name of Jesus. They cannot stay there. No, they are not your portion. They are not there. You need to be trained. How can I be trained as a healthy person? You must read what God said. You must think what God said. You must speak what God said. You hear what I said? You must read it. You must think it. You must speak it. Read the word of God. You think the word of God. Then you speak the word of God. There shall no evil before me. Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Say, for he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands. I will not dash my foot against any stone. Look at that, mama. Now. See, the Holy Ghost is my helper. Help me. A helper shows up. Use a stranger to help her. Friend, matter is working. Say, so that we may boldly say that God is our helper. I will not fear what can man do on me. Hebrews 13:6. So that may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do unto me. The word of God is God himself. And the understanding, you see what he says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my, excuse me, and I want you to look at this very well. What are we going boldly, we, he used one word there that I'm so, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is mine. We, as collective, mine. Are you understanding? So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The mama wake up immediately, she boldly say, Holy Spirit, you are my helper, help me. And the helper shows up. And one thing with the helper is that until you engage him, he look at you. It is your role to acknowledge him as your helper. In fact, one of the comforts I ever enjoyed and benefited most is this last. I got the clarity by his grace. The clarity. What it means to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I myself got the clarity. Very well. When I read that what God can do, I know that is what I can do. The reason why God show you what he can do is so that you know what you can do. Hello. The reason why God show you who he is for you to know who you are. Am I communicating? Eh? Please, I would like you to collect that message and hear it again and again and again. For you to benefit maximally in the word of God, you have to read it, you have to think it, you have to speak it. Reading alone, studying alone, no, you have to think. How did he apply to me? What did he really say? How did he say it? Why did he say it? Then, just you keep speaking. Out of my belly shall gush out rivers. You hear what I I said again, there is no sick person in the world. But we are untrained, healthy people. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. It's a divine instruction given to every child of God. My son, it began with the word, my son. My son, attend, listen to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. How do you do that? By thinking. You can only keep what God said by thinking of what he said. You can only keep what God said by thinking what God said. Then look at what happened. If these two things happen, you listen to what God said, you think what God said, look at the result. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Health. As you are speaking what already has been pictured in your mind. Healing and health has been pictured in my mind. That's why I don't dream one day whether someday maybe I just meet the same one sickness coming. It doesn't come. It can't come. Huh? So some of the bad dreams you dream today is because your mind is filled with bad something. But what occupy your mind determine your level of dreams. Eh? So many of our mind are empty. Of course, empty. Not empty. Empty. For they are life to them, to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And health, it means hearing what God said, thinking what God said, speaking what God said, makes you to be healthy forever. I hear you loud as him. That's really working. Really work. Some people say, Lord, in this meeting, please heal me. What kind of prayer is that? Is that a prayer? If God had to answer that prayer, what will he tell you? Son, I have healed you. It is your duty to take your healing or not. You have the decision to make. You have the choice to make. The choice is yours. Your destiny is already in your hands. Your healing ahead is in your hands. God has released it to them. That's it. Lord, in this, please heal me. Please, no. I'm here to receive my healing. Because I know you have released my healing. God has already released your healing. God is to receive your healing. I pray that grace to receive what God has released will rest upon you. Jesus, God released your healing through Jesus. The Holy Ghost help you to receive your healing. He has released. How many of you believe the word of God? Let me even see whether you know the meaning of believe the word of God. How many of you believe that you have what God said? You have them already. They are yours. So it takes your mouth now to take what is yours. You will not be sick again. Sickness and disease, Jesus terminated them off your life. That's why he wrote the letter to you. Any day you read it, you come to your consciousness, and then you will give him praise for what he has done for you. I said it again. I said faith is God's ability to look into the visible in order to see the invisible. And bring the invisible into physical reality. So when you look at symptoms of sickness and disease, you look. Then you see the healer. Then you bring the healer. As they say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. How do you bring it into being? When you look at situation, you should see God and bring God into the reality of that. Simple. That's the law. Sometimes he lamented when he's doing the charging night. It's true. We are crippled today because, not because God makes us to be crippled. We are meant to be walking and to be running and to be flying. But because we are untrained to enter into that realm, we remain where we are. So you should know that. See, I'm not the sick. There is no sickness and disease in my body. How many of you still believe that? Okay, now. How many of you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost? How many of you have received Jesus as the Lord and Savior? Since you receive Him, who is Christ Jesus? The healer. He lives in you. So continue His healing work through you. Because you that He dwelleth in, you have not. So He just wants to pass through you as a channel to heal others. He that believeth on me and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow him or them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. So, the people that God gave such great grace and commission, they are the ones that are looking for whom to lay hands. What is that? I receive grace to be trained. To enter into the realm of what God has made me to be. I am a blessing to my generation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand firm in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I will not entangle myself again into the yoke of bondage. Instead, took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. With His stripes, I am healed. I call for the healing virtue of God to manifest in my body, in my bone, in every faculty of my being, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in me. He giveth life to my mortal body by His spirit that dwelleth in me. My 6 days are over forever. Do you understand the point? Last Sunday, I was teaching this for something. Went to Bible. You know everything now. On its own, it does that. Something has happened. Something has. So what you are doing now, you are quickly declaring what God has made you to be. So don't be ashamed of that. I don't only come here to declare that. Declare it as many times as instead of talking about politics, keep declaring what God has made you to be. Instead of discussing about Manchester United, please keep confessing what God has made you to be. It will help you much more. Discussing about Chelsea will not benefit you anything. After all, who know you in Chelsea? Is that true? They know you there. Those who know they used to bet. Say my club is going to win. Who know you in that club? Some go and carry the flag of the club and put it everywhere. Who knows they know you? They are paying some people. You are doing nonsense for them again. What kind of thing? Please, I beg you for today. Instead of discussing some things, please keep confessing what God has made you to be. I'm telling you, this is it. Am I communicating? Do I tell you not to watch football? Not at all. But instead of engaging your time, wasting your precious life and time in discussing nonsense, please, I beg you, confess the word of God. Do it with all boldness, with all seriousness, and you will see the glory of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You may ask, where did he carry my sicknesses to? He carried your sicknesses to her. So if you want to see your sickness and disease, you have to go to her. And glory to God, there is no transport from here to her. Except if you die. And you are not ready to die. Because with long life, will he satisfy you and show you his salvation? In the name of the Lord Jesus. So if you are looking for your sickness and disease, you have to travel to her. And the funny thing is that no man knows the amount of money that can transport someone from here to here. So you don't know because there's no vehicle going there. Eh? I am the heal of the Lord. I am full with the health life of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The great healer liveth in me. He dwelleth in me. He giveth life to my mortal body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He lives in me. His power is working in me and working through me all the days of my life. My sick days are over forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call my eyes well. In the name of Jesus, I call my ears well. I call my liver well. I call my kidneys well. I call every faculty of my being well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus is flowing through all my system. In the name of the Lord Jesus, no bacteria, no viruses or sickness and disease that touches my body will survive. As soon as they touch my body, they die instantly because the life of God is working in me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe it? This is exactly whom you are. If I hear with weak body, you see that weakness has gone to her. But now normally they say that sickness went back to her where it came from. Eh? They call where sickness and disease should stay is here. Not in your body. Your body is not the hair. So you can't say. Say today is the last day. That bacteria and viruses of sickness and disease will touch my body. In the name of Jesus. So learn this. I beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the word was written unto you so that you can declare them. So that you can think them. So that you can read them. So that you can eat them. So that you can think them. And drink them. A child of God should be the eater, the drinker, the thinker, and the speaker of God's word. Huh? God has said, has obligated me to be eating, to be eating, drinking, thinking, and speaking of God's word. Because he that God sent speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the spirit to him by measure. Wave your hand to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I celebrate your majesty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loaded me with healing ahead. Thank you for loaded me with forgiveness. Thank you for loaded me with healing ahead. I am healed with his stripes. My sicknesses, my diseases are changed of past. All over. In the name of Jesus, forever I am here. Eternally I am here. All the days of my life I will live here. I have strength for my assignment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have the strength of the Almighty. The measure of my strength is the Almighty God Himself. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God Himself is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Therefore, my sick days are over forever. Wave your hand to the Lord and give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.